10, Jack Stanton.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Nanticoke.
Hold on a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, we're still having a meeting here. If you want to have a discussion, please have it out in the lobby. All right, sir, go ahead.
Let's start over. Subdivision number 2008-10, the application of Jack Stanton to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Nanticoke Hundred, Sussex County, dividing 72.46 acres into 43 lots, located north of Road 473, also known as Joseph's Road, approximately 650 feet east of Route 20. For the benefit of the record, the commission did provide revised preliminary plans on November 9th, which reduces the number of lots from 43 to 40. The technical advisory committee provided comments until June 20 of 2008, and the technical advisory committee report is also a part of the record. We did receive a letter of no objection from DLDOT for the entrance on July 1st of 2009. And gentlemen, that's all I have. I received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date.
All right, then. We thank you, sir. Well, is it Ms. Nichols or Mr. Kevin?
Tonight is going to be me. Good evening. My name is Jessica Nichols with Artesian Consulting Engineers. I'm a professional engineer with Artesian, and tonight I'm here with the applicant, Mr. Jack Stanton, who's over here, and also Kevin Burdett from Artesian as well. Tonight we are proposing, our application is for a parcel of land located in the Nanticoke Hundred. It's just north of the intersection of Route 9 and Route 20 in the vicinity of Hardscrabble. It is a approximately 72-acre parcel zoned AR1. Approximately 3 acres of which are to remain with the current owners, Mr. and Mrs. Ball, who are also here with us tonight. Therefore, what we have left is about 70 acres of subdivision area, and we're proposing to do 40 standard 3/4 acre minimum lots. That gives a density of about 0.57 dwelling units to the acre. It's proposed to be on-site well and septic. A feasibility study is currently under review with DENREC. We've gone back and forth with them, and the lot layout is indicative of the most recent meeting with them, which is why we revised it. We don't have the actual approval at this time, but anticipate that we should be receiving it within the next month or so. There are 4.25 acres of wetlands on this parcel. We are proposing a 50-foot buffer from these wetlands. The parcel is about half agricultural and half woods. Of those woods in the open space, we propose to retain 17 acres of the woodlands within the open space, as well as propose to record a restriction of clearing on the lots, which could keep an additional 8 to 10 acres of wetlands, so a total of maybe only a reduction of 30% of the woods on the property. We've also proposed a 30-foot buffer around all property lines with this subdivision. And as Mr. Lank said, we have received a letter of no objection from DLDOT for the entrance. In accordance with the code section 99-9C, we feel we've addressed those 17 items. There are several areas in the vicinity of this subdivision that are residential in nature, directly across the street. And along Concord, or along Route 20, there's about 20 3/4 acre lots. A little ways down the street on Asbury Road, there's a subdivision similar in nature as well with about 20 3/4 acre lots. The delineated wetlands will be preserved. There's no wetlands located with any lot lines. There aren't any known historical features on the property. There will be approximately 32 acres of open space remaining with this development. There is a 30-foot forested buffer, like I said, proposed around the entire perimeter, the majority of which is wooded and to remain wooded. As I said, the water and sewage for the site will be via on-site private well and septic. Pollution of surface water and groundwater will be prevented through implementation of the green technologies and BMPs in accordance with current DNREC and Sussex Conservation District regulations. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control will be designed to meet or exceed the current standards. The internal subdivision roads will be designed to meet or exceed current Sussex County Engineering Department and state fire marshal regulations. We don't feel that there will be any detrimental effects on the area property values based on what I said previously, the character of the area. The proposed subdivision is located within the Seaford School District. It is also adjacent to the Indian River School District. We are not proposing a bus stop as part of our development, but there is an existing bus stop within 300 feet or so of this development. The site's being developed in accordance with the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan and Code of Sussex County, which allows for residential development at low densities. And we don't anticipate any adverse effect on area waterways from the development of this site. And that's a much shorter presentation than the previous, but if there's any questions at this time.
Well, okay then. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with you, Mr. Johnson, since you're right here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Nichols?
Yes.
I know you're not required to give us any materials for us to review ahead of time, but I would strongly suggest that if you have another project like this in the future, that it would greatly benefit the commission in its rendering a decision if we had some of those notes, like your where you rattled off the 99-9C, and I don't know if I could hear quick enough to hear all the points that you brought forth.
I can leave a copy with you.
But I would strongly suggest, while we don't need a big piece like this all the time, it's nice to have a little notebook that says, you know, these are the issues of 99-9C, and you address those issues. Because it does a couple things. One is it not only does it allow the commission an opportunity to have that information readily available to us, it prevents me from having to run around and get the TAC comments and get these comments in preparation for the meeting. And just as important, and as far as I'm concerned, even more important, it would enable the public an opportunity to see that information. And maybe some issues and concerns they might have would be answered by those presentation materials. Mr. Chairman, I don't have any questions because I don't know where to start.
After all that, you don't have any questions?
After all that, I was just making an editorial comment.
You were.
Thank you, sir.
All right, then. All right, then, Mr. Burton.
I have the same concerns as Mr. Johnson. Tell me on this map here, the gray line that goes around on the, this would be the east side, it kind of angles off. What is that?
Is it a consistent width? That's the 50-foot wetland buffer. That's where the wetlands goes off the property because it's following the tax ditch, which goes off of the property. So I couldn't impose a buffer on the adjacent property, so I just ended it at our property line.
And so this is not 50 feet up in the area?
But there's no wetlands on the parcel in that area. The delineated wetlands goes off the parcel in that area, and if you offset the 50 feet, it's also not on the parcel.
Use your imagination, Mr. Burton.
Okay. I got it. And the triple H, that's just a signifying woods. Is that what that is?
Yes. That's in the building restriction areas, the limits of the clearing. Okay. I assume you mean in the middle section.
In the middle section.
The, This portion of the site is wooded, and this is the open portion, and this is just trying to delineate that the intention is to leave wooded sections, and that will be recorded on the record plan as well in the covenants, a limits of clearing of about a quarter of an acre.
Okay. And the two properties that are, you mentioned two properties that are staying?
Well, there's, in this section, there is actually a landlocked parcel that has an easement that is not part of this application. It's in a separate ownership. And then this, the area around that parcel, which is owned by Mr. and Mrs. Ball, that is to remain with them, and that is not included
not
in the density calculation.
Okay. And any sidewalks or streetlights or any of that?
No, we're not proposing that. Just a standard subdivision, swales.
I have no further questions at this time.
All right, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Ms. Nichols. No sidewalks, no streetlights, no bus stop, but there is a bus stop in the...
Within 300 feet of
within
the property.
300 feet. Are you being asked by DLDOT to dedicate any frontage along your road frontage for... multimodal pedestrian
yes,
bike
yes, it will
path.
Have the standard dedication of 5 additional feet of right-of-way and 15 feet permanent easement for a future multimodal path. He will not have to actually install that path, but it will be reserved and recorded.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's on the letter of no objection plan, which is in the file. At the
I do realize this, sir.
Mr. Stanton, if you're going to testify, sir, I need you to come up and give us your name, and we'll be happy to give you the floor.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, indeed.
My name is Jack Stanton.
Okay.
I mentioned to her that it's a dead-end street.
Okay.
Traffic-wise, there's not a lot of traffic.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
Do you have any projection of the type of home that... dollar value, square footage, anything like that?
I'm going to have to default to Jack on that as well.
Sure.
Yes, this will be starter housing.
Okay.
All right. I think they're going to start about 1,500 square feet, but they'll be in that range.
And by starter housing, probable market would be for empty nesters or young couples getting started?
Exactly. Yes, absolutely.
And those young couples might have school-age children, and
hopefully,
while there's no traffic on this road at this time, if you do put the 43 lots in, there'll be some more cars and vehicles.
Hopefully,
would you see value in having a school bus stop at your entrance?
If
your immediate entrance,
yeah.
As opposed
yeah,
to
yeah, but right now it's only maybe how far is the school bus? About 300 feet down. So if we start this, I'm sure we can work it out with the
secret
that they would stop in front and pick the school children up.
Have you checked with Brooks Cahill? Are there any easements affected on the tax ditches?
There are tax ditches on the property, as you'll see on the plan, and there's all of the tax ditch right-of-ways will not be within any of the lots. Mm. They'll all be within the open space.
Do we get a copy of any restrictions, covenants on this, or does there not need to be any?
I think the...
I have your review.
Yeah, I just didn't put my review because it's in the file.
So, and they would include any of the standard things, such as if there were ag activities nearby
notice, yes.
And tax ditch easements, et cetera. Do you have any ready-to-serve letters for any of the utilities that would come in from... such as Delmarva Power, Co-op,
no, we
cable
haven't looked
vision.
Into that yet. I don't know that there's any in the immediate vicinity, but we can certainly look into that. You mean other than the water and wastewater?
Correct.
Right.
Yes, yes. You're doing private septics, private wells, and
yes, sir.
You've had a grid of the soils.
Right,
done.
And we had a different layout originally, but we modified it to...
And the stormwater management outfall will go into the prong one, I
one
think it is.
One of the three tax ditches.
Yes, O'Neill's prong. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang?
You made reference earlier, Jessica, that you submitted to DNREC, but you haven't got a final response on your
That's correct.
State evaluation.
Mm-hmm. But I would anticipate within, I mean, they haven't done it, what we're submitting is the formal submission. They've already done a review of it, and we've worked back and forth with them, so we feel that the submission that we did recently is approvable and will be in the next month or so.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Council?
No, no question, but to clarify the question from Mr. Smith, they did submit restrictive covenants, and it does appear, as my memo in the file indicates, that they addressed all the issues that are required, the buffers, wetlands, the maintenance of street roads, that type of thing. So it looks like we're in good shape on the restriction.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Anyone else? All right, then. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2008-10, Jack Stanton? In favor? Yes. Come right up. You would be so kind as to give us your name, because our tape machine doesn't recognize you.
It doesn't.
But a few of us up here might, but it doesn't.
My name is Sue Bramhall. I'm the realtor who is representing the Balls in the sale of this property. And there's several reasons that I think it should go through or would like to see it go through. With the realtor hat on, and I have just come in. I'm sorry I came in late. I've been in Philadelphia today attending a regional housing summit for affordable housing and employer-assisted housing. And I feel that this particular parcel of land, with the way Mr. Stanton is going to be pricing it for the first-time home buyer, the starter home, at the smaller level or smaller size, and the position that it takes, I have many people that live in Seaford, but one has to work in Georgetown, and another's working in Laurel or whatever. And I think this is an ideal place to put a family that maybe one's working in Millsboro and one's working in Georgetown or whatever. And so it's an equal position from either direction. So I think it's a very good location for just that type of property to be purchased or be built. And the other thing that I like about it, as Mr. Stanton is going to try to be as green as possible. I know to go totally green, he would not be able to put in a home that's going to sell for $180,000, $170,000, or whatever. Totally green, we're talking lots and lots of money. But he's going to be as green as possible, and I think that's a good thing to have. Another point that I'd like to make, it is a dead-end street. I honestly think that these new houses being put back in a field that hasn't been farmed in a number of years now, because the Balls are unable to farm and have no desire to farm anymore, that it will be an asset, an improvement to the area right now. And that some of those houses that are there now, hoping they'll see these new houses going in, it will give them some incentive to want to improve what they have. That would make it a very nice overall neighborhood that's going in. So I like that. The other thing, the personal thing with the real estate hat sort of going off, is the Balls themselves. As I've said, they are no longer able to work. They're both on disability. And with this, Mr. Stanton has been gracious enough to carve out some of that land. And as a part of it, he is going to be building them a house so that the present house they're living in, that's falling down around them, basically, they will still be able to stay in the area that they've raised their children for the last umpteen years, but the house that they're in will be replaced with a nice new house, and so that they'll be able to be more comfortable. So I look forward to that happening. So, okay.
All righty. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir.
My name is Brian Koyanagi. I live in Lewis, Delaware. I am the realtor representing Jack Stanton in the acquisition of this property. I would like to concur and add with what Sue Bramhall said and add the fact that what's missing as a professional realtor in this market is new sales. Homes. The sales because of the price.
I understand.
And what's available at that price. What we're proposing to build, I believe, is very rare to find a good home that is as green as possible at an affordable price. As utility prices increase, the energy efficiency of a home is going to become of more paramount importance, and we're taking that into consideration. Thank you, folks.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Rita Salisbury, and these are my parents. I'm one of those children they raised there.
Okay.
And it's been way more than umpteen years. It's been well over 50. I teach in the Seaford School District, and as you know, we're the poorest school district in the state, and I have to tell you, we need affordable housing. Seaford has lots and lots of federally subsidized housing for truly economically disadvantaged, but the bulk of my students are just, you know, lower middle class, and their folks are struggling to find a place to live. So I think this is a really good thing.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor?
My name is Joseph Ball. I own the property that's in question, and I'm in favor of it.
I can't imagine why.
That's our
why don't you tell us?
That's our 401. I think Mr. Stanton has the right idea with it, and I think everything will be fine.
All right, sir.
All I got.
Well, we certainly understand that. Okay, anyone else like to speak in favor? Anyone else would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2008-10? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening.